Still got the shakes from it.
That's understandable. Can you kind of just walk me through your story? Where you bought your ticket?
I bought it at Lincoln Farm and Home BP gas station on a Sunday. I went home and started scratching the five numbers on top, and I scratched off a 12, and then I just went down below to scratch off the numbers there, and I scratched off a 12. And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and that was when I hit that 12 to match the 12 on top, I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and scratch this. And I scratched the first zero, and then a second zero, and then a third zero, and I said, well, I've either hit $100 or $1,000. And I scratched another zero, and another zero, and another zero. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And I scratched the one, and I said, I hit $100,000. I said, once in a lifetime, it'll, which I hope it hits again, but it probably never will.
Yeah.
And oh, I got the shakes. I couldn't sign my name or nothing else. And took it back. Well, in less than a half hour's time from the time I bought it and the time I took it back, which was on a Sunday, back to the BP. Mm-hmm. And the lady was still working. She usually works Monday through Friday. The weekends, the kids work it, but it was prom weekend. Oh. So she was still working the weekend. And she's the one that sold it to me. And that's it.
That's awesome. So for people who have never won the lottery before, can you kind of describe the moment you scratch off that prize amount and see $100,000? Like, what's going through your head in that moment?
Well, you're dumbfounded. You're thinking in the back of your head, this can't be real. There's no way a common person like me, retired from the state school, from the state, and I play the casinos, I play the scratch offs, but it's usually a $10 scratch, which it was. It was Luke Combs' $10 scratch off. And I've only, when I first came out on it, I'd only bought one, and I had $20 on me, and I bought my $10 crossword, and I told her, I said, ah, give me that Luke Combs. Something to do. Yeah, well, something to do, all right. And I scratched it up, and I took it back to her half hour later, and got the big slip.
So have you told anybody about your win?
Everybody in town knows it. Because it's a small town, and I was born and raised there, and I'm 75 years old, so it's not like they don't know me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So have you given any thought as to what you're going to do with your winnings?
Well, I got an ash tree in my backyard that's really, really old. They make baseball bats out of it.
Sure, yeah.
Well, the bark on one side of it's completely fell off of it. And I'm going to have it cut completely down.
Okay.
And then I got a deck on the south side of my house facing the driveway, and I got a deck on the front with railings. The deck on the back, I got metal railings going around. I'm going to have that power washed and sealed. And because that was 30 years ago when we did that, and we just sealed it then, and so it needs it again.
Sure.
Even though it was treated wood.
Sure.
Still got to, you know, treat it again, so
yeah,
I'm going to have that done, and the rest of it, and I got a wife that's in the rest home, so I'm just going to put it in the bank, pay the bills, and